Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was not attacking Rourke in Texas last segment, and I'm sorry if I did sound mean to him. It's just people always tell me, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do more. I literally can't do any more than I'm doing. You know, as more funds come in, we start more websites, we hire more people, we try to do a better job, we try to make better films. But I'm doing everything I can do. And Ron Paul's doing a great job, too. None of us are perfect. And yes, of course, I know that I'm as big as it gets in the anti-New World Order movement. Okay, all these magazines and newspapers now call me the king of conspiracy, the leader of it all. I do not like that. It is not fun. This is not a game. I do not play at this. You know how much danger it puts me into as I enter into this phase? I want to continue my work, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to go to events and everybody tell me how great I am and drink a bunch of beer. Okay? I don't want to, this is not a social thing for me. It's great. We're going to take this country back by making liberty a social thing. I say go do it. But me, I literally am in the gun seat firing at the enemy in the info war 24/7. I build weapons like Endgame. That was a 2-year production weapon that I literally poured my heart and soul into, working 18 hours a day many days, getting home, getting 4 hours sleep. I literally drove myself to the edge of exhaustion. I'm doing everything I can, and I don't have all the solutions, and I don't have all the answers. It takes every bit of my intellect and every bit of my energy just to be able to articulate the enemy's attack profile in a lame fashion. It's so big, it's so complex, it's so wicked that I can't even articulate the length and breadth of this missile cruiser that's up against us, firing at us at will. They are killing us, they are poisoning us. All I can do is expose that at my great peril. You know how many times I've had somebody show up at the office or show up at an event and say, Alex, let's blow stuff up, let's kill people. And I say, get away from me, you know, you're a cop or a fed. And how many times we follow them out to the parking lot when we're having them thrown out and it's an unmarked fed car. I mean, they're so arrogant. They think we're so stupid. I'm not one of these poor inner city kids that you went and gave $100,000 to go videotape the FBI building so you could say they were going to blow it up. I'm not one of your special forces guys you fooled and drugged and sent to the gurney to kill at Terre Haute. I'm not one of these hippies in San Francisco you lure out to set off a piece of dynamite on. It's the only reason I'm not in prison or dead. Or when somebody shows up in my yard yelling and screaming and waving a gun, I don't run out with a gun so the cops can jump out and gun me down like they did Bill Cooper. Or when somebody at an event starts a fight with me, I don't act like a tough guy. I turn around and I stick my tail between my legs and I walk off. And you know why I do that? Because I'm going to go on hurting the New World Order. And I'm going to go on helping people. And I'm going to go on waking people up. And I'm going to go on with my work as long as God wants that done. That's all I pray every night is that God lead, God, and direct me. People email me, they write me, they call me, that Alex is a fearmonger. I'm not a fearmonger. This stuff's going on. It's worse than I can even articulate to you. Evil is spreading everywhere. The culture, not just the government, is getting more and more corrupt by the minute. Okay, I promise. I'm going to your calls in the next segment. Lynn, Dave, Brian, and others, and the economy's coming up. Man, I saw something on the internet last night that just totally blew me away. Every time I think I've learned the bottom of the barrel of evil, I find something even worse. Maybe I'll talk about it, maybe I won't. I just...
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's corny, but it's true. Hey, go download that song, Maverick. We ought to add that to the show. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. There's a time to live, a time to fight, a time to die, a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to do it all. The globalists go around staging events, creating militarized groups. Now am I saying buddies shouldn't get together and train with firearms to be better shooters? Yeah. But people get into the whole idea of it, you know, and call themselves commanders and outfits, and they own a bass boat, so they're the admiral of Michigan or the admiral of Texas. I mean, I've actually seen this. And people running around saluting, calling people the president. And I mean, that makes us look like a joke to everybody. Urban camouflage is tennis shoes, blue jeans, and a T-shirt. Urban camouflage is a suit and tie. I mean, if you were ever going to fight the New World Order, if it ever came down to martial law, would you run around the streets in camouflage? Or would you run around the streets in a repair van, in overalls, in coveralls, with a pocket protector? You see, we want to recruit people to the cause of liberty. We are the legitimate individuals. We don't creep around. Anybody that contacts you wants to be part of a group, they're all, it's secret. There's security. I need to keep you safe. We need to build pipe bombs. It's all part of these paranoid lunacies. You're going to be getting set up for prison. They're going to use you in local news to get more anti-terror funding. And they're going to run around fear-mongering. We're mainstream. We are the patriots. We are for the republic. We have the ideas that will save this nation. They've recruited 26,000 preachers to tell their flocks to turn their guns in and go to FEMA camps and take forced inoculations. I was accused of fear-mongering 2 years ago, and we had the pastors on and covered it and got the secret documents. Now it's on the news. If you went strutting into a city council in camouflage, saying, I'm the commander of whatever, they'll look at you like you're a complete nut. You go in there in a suit and tie and talk about how they're setting up martial law. People are going to listen. You go in there in a suit and tie with a medical doctor, you're going to get fluoride removed from your town. Again, victories, ladies and gentlemen. We're having victories. Okay, enough said. I'm going to your calls. Lynn in Toronto, then Dave, Walter, and many others. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, hi. Is Lynn here?
Okay. This is Alex. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Lynn. I'm from Toronto.
Okay, Lynn, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so I agree with you all the way when you say, you don't lay it all on me. You know, we, the people, need to be come together with our, everyone's with their own baby, their own plan, you know. And I just want to let you know, give you a heads up, here in Toronto, here's some things for Canadians to get into. I just found out that they have optical scanners, so when there's a municipal election, they're using these scanners.
Total fraud. They won't use them in third world countries. The UN won't certify them in the third world, but we use them here.
Yeah. So, you know, it'll grow, and that's got to be stepped on. And the last cutesy is that just 2 nights ago at the Toronto Board of Education building, which is the biggest board in Canada, they actually voted in favor of what they call black schools. And so people up here, if they need a cause, I think that's a good one.
What are black schools?
There's schools that the black students can go to. They're saying, well, it's voluntary, and it should improve their education, because their problem, they're saying, is that they lack black history.
Yeah, everything is going into Hispanic schools, black schools. They're setting up all these government-run military academies for minorities, and again, that'll also be their shockwave cadre, brainwashed kids serving the New World Order, and I had seen some of those reports in the U.S. I know that that's happening. The Balkanization is accelerating.
Yes, very scary. So I just wanted to, you know, give you a heads up about what's happening up here.
Very interesting. Anything else, Lynn?
Well, you know, I think there are wars going on with the people and regarding fluoride and the like, but it's so important that the information, we got to get that out. And I'm with a friend trying to get some shortwave radios made so we can start furnishing the people at a very low price with these things to make shortwave listening exciting. And that's my part, but you're doing a great job, and thank you so much for your show.
Thank you. You're wonderful, Lynn. Thank you for holding. Dave in Iowa, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hi.
Hi. A couple quick points. I'd like to make my nomination for the single most controversial magazine ever published in history, single issue. It's the January-February 2001 edition of the Barnes Review. It's the Holocaust issue. Your listeners could get a copy of that by going to thebarnesreview.org, B-A-R-N-E-S, and they click around on their archive thing, and it's available for anywhere from $8 to $5 an issue, depending on how many you get. I think you'd find it amazingly interesting. If I could, I have an extra copy. I could send it to you if you'd like to see it.
Sure, go ahead.
Just the Lamar Street thing?
Yep.
The Lamar Avenue, whatever that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One other thing. Dr. Paul was on, Bob Chapman was talking about Dr. Paul and this Bloomberg thing. He is of the opinion that if Bloomberg gets in the race as an independent, and then Ron Paul goes independent, that split the votes up into four different blocks, and he thinks Ron Paul could win pretty easily.
I don't completely agree with that, because what will happen is, the media will then give more attention to Bloomberg, and Bloomberg has billions he can spend, and Ron Paul does better when he goes up as a single independent. I mean, there may be a few stragglers, but as a mainline real challenge, because he'll get large sections of the Democratic and Republican vote. If they start, look, do the math as a pie chart, okay? About 30% are calling themselves Republican right now, about 35% are calling themselves Democrat. Okay, that then leaves about 35% that would be going for independent. So if Ron Paul's the only big viable independent and he gets 35% and then he pulls 10-15 from the Democrats, 10-15 from the Republicans, who's going to win? Mm-hmm. But if you split up, this is a no-brainer. That's why they reported that Bloomberg's running is to block Paul in case this happens. If you then split up the independent and Ron Paul only gets half the independent and then a piece of the Republican and a piece of the Democrat and then another piece of the Republican and Democrat go to Bloomberg, then what happens?
Interesting.
Yeah, it'll be bad for Ron Paul if Bloomberg runs.
You think it would be? Huh?
Ron Paul, if there was an election fraud, would win as a third-party candidate. He's got the name recognition. He's got the money. I've looked at the polls. I've looked at the issues. He would win if there wasn't fraud. He will give him one incredible run, even with fraud, if it's a three-way. If it's a four- or five-way, he'll be minimized again. And that's why they're going to run Bloomberg. That's why they're going to run some other people as well, because they've got to block that. Still we win because he'll still be in the national spotlight, still injecting real issues.
It's just amazing that he gets such short amount of time in these debates, and he just blows everybody away.
Exactly. I appreciate your call, sir. So what we need to do is not just go on prisonplanet.com and truthnews.us and infowars.com and the rest of the sites, but we need to also go onto the ABC message boards and the Neil Bortz websites and onto the all the other sites. You'll get the articles Paul Watson's written about how Ron Paul or it's Hillary. We told you this a year ago, only Ron Paul could beat Hillary. We told you the front runner being the Democrats, Hillary. Barack Obama will probably be your vice president. That fight between them is as staged as it gets. It's as phony as a $18 bill. You know what? After I do the economy, I'm actually going to just break down the numbers. I'll have to pull them up again. I don't want to just go out of memory here. This is too important. Let me see if I can do that during some breaks. Just break this down for you. Chapman's a pretty smart guy. You might have misheard him. Bloomberg is recognized as running to short circuit and cut Ron Paul out. But more importantly, Bloomberg could win because if he poses as anti-war, he'll win right there. Oh, boy. Let's go ahead and talk to Walter in Tennessee. You're on the air, Walter.
Oh, hi, Alex. I just want to tell you that I really like your radio show, and I was listening to you talk to the doctor from here in Tennessee, and I was just wondering if Memphis was one of the cities that is considering taking the fluoride out of the water. And did he say? I did hear him say they had taken fluoride out of some places.
Well, that newscast was old, and one city had done it then. During the break, he told me as many as 10 towns have pulled it out. He isn't sure, so he didn't say on air, but he said more have done it. But you can contact his office if you'd like, sir.
Uh huh. And what's his name?
His name is Joe Hensley, Republican from Hohenwald, District 70.
Hohenwald. Okay, Hohenwald, Joe Hensley. And I want to say there's a local radio station here that's always putting Ron Paul down, but I began to like him because I've heard some of the things that he said and some of the things he stands for.
Let me guess, it's a mainline supposed conservative talk station?
Yes, it is, yes, sir.
Yeah, attacking the only real conservative.
They do it on two shows, and I listen to yours, and I about quit listening to those because all they do is attack. And we have another show that comes on at night that's awfully good on this same station. I think that this fluoride, but I want to say something else.
Well, you're going to get distracted listening to yourself on the radio. Yeah, it's blaring in the background.
Oh, man.
Finish up your point.
But anyway, I just want to say another thing. I had laser in my eyes, and there's another thing right there that I've wondered. You never hear anything about it, but I just wonder. It's very dangerous.
Sure. We'll be right back.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Guess who we've got coming on the show tomorrow? We've got the funeral home director that took in the body of Lee Harvey Oswald. The Secret Service came in, FBI, made him take the dead hand of Lee Harvey Oswald and put the fingerprints on the gun. In studio tomorrow. Guess who else is on? I just talked to him during the break. He's been trying to get a hold of me for years, he said. I only got the one email and saw the post on his site. And we get so many thousands of emails every day, I've been missing it for years. Paris. And he heard the show yesterday, I guess, when I said, somebody get a hold of Paris. So he went wild, called a bunch of numbers, got a hold of us. And so Paris is going to be on the show tomorrow. That is just fantastic. That is just great. I just love him to death, so that'll be up tomorrow. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Who's up next here? Maureen in New Hampshire, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. This is Maureen in New Hampshire. Yesterday on your show, you spoke about John McCain and his brother and father being part of a mob and being arrested and put into jail.
No, I said that about Rudolph Giuliani.
Oh, it was Rudolph Giuliani that you said it about. Okay.
Yeah, his dad was first a street enforcer and did time for armed robbery. And then he became reportedly, and this has been in major New York papers. This has been in the Village Voice. A book's been written about it. Was a capo.
Okay.
That means he sits under a don.
Yes, I understand.
Generally, a don will have, you know, four to five, sometimes more, captains.
Yeah, I do understand. I understand that part. I was.
But John McCain is mafia connected.
Tell me how, could you please?
Sure. There have been press reports and stories done on it. You know, he was involved in the Keating Five. You know about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, junk bonds, stealing money, insider trading, all of it. That's why they call him Mr. Anti-Corruption. Whatever they call him, it's the opposite. His wife is the daughter of a heavily hooked up guy. And just go read about it for yourself. Just type John McCain mob connected in. Reporters that report on it, though, their cars blow up in car bombs.
Oh, I understand that.
No. I mean, with McCain, literally.
I don't live too long. The mob is so horrible that there is. My brother was murdered by the mob, so I really understand that. And I was very, very concerned if there was any chance of McCain.
So yesterday you heard me talking about Giuliani, but it just so happens the other guy's also mob connected, but not
okay,
like
so
where his.
Where can I find this information?
Like I told you, ma'am, Google.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like the person earlier asked me where they got info on HPV killing people, I typed in HPV deaths.
Really?
Or girls die from HPV. Yeah, and it came up. I mean, it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for talking to me. And also, we are working. We did download from your website about Harris, calls for resignations in New Hampshire, and we did get her video. Beverly Harris.
Yeah, what do you think about all the chicanery going on in New Hampshire?
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And we have shown it to our representative, and she's going to Concord with it. This is a very small town in New Hampshire that I'm from. Seeing the video, hacking democracy.
Yeah, that's the bigger...
Everybody sees that, they'll roll over.
That's the bigger HBO special, but she's got all the video shot on the ground with the creeping around by the... Secretary of State and his minions.
This is terrible. This is absolutely horrible. This is horrible. If the people only knew. But we are trying. We're going to...
Well, here's the good news. I mean, look, 5-6 years ago, they had polls. 10% of the public believed it was election fraud. Now it's 85% last year in scientific polls. I haven't seen one lately. I mean, now this is a big issue. They're reporting that it is probably the third biggest issue. It's economy, war, and then the election system, and then the open borders.
Yep. I believe that. After seeing that and after seeing the big corporations and what they did, I mean, just from looking at her video, if people could just see that, everybody could see it, I don't know how they would change the system.
Got it vetted for HBO. She's very careful about what she says, and I've never heard her be so strong. She said, criminal enterprise in New Hampshire right now with the voting.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal. Thanks for the call. A couple more calls on the other side, then I'm going to hit the economy and more on the election. You'll want to stay with us. This is the meat and potatoes of the transmission. Straight ahead. Two big guests tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be sure to join us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, because I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All the secrets so the public never speak to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
It's hard to turn this music off.
Now ask yourself who's the one with the most to gain. 4-9-11 couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do it dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he.
All right, we got to cut it off there. I got a few plugs. I want to hit the economy, and then I want to go to your cars, to your calls here. Umar in Detroit, Derek in New York, Bush in Texas. We've got Brian in Idaho, Mick in Pennsylvania, just so many. I'm going to try to get to everybody, so I got to move faster. First off, Interfood is the best green food out there that I have found anywhere. Power-packed, 20 nutrients. It's just good nutrition. The soils aren't debased. This has the nutrients you need. I take it every day. Most of the folks in my office take it. In fact, we just now ran out. They were fighting over the last scoops last night. I've got to get some more here at the office. Interfood, enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. Balanced energy all day long, weight loss, greater mental clarity, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and 14 other power-packed ingredients. Go to InfoWars.com, link through on the banner to Interfood right there. Get 10% off. Order in bulk and an additional 20% off, or tell them Alex Jones sent you for discounts at 866-762-9238. And then, of course, until the 11th of next month, that's about 12 days, 11 and a half days, you can get the old price on the highest quality storable foods, longest lasting, you know, continually operating company. This is fresh food. They just now packed. They've had to buy a bunch more at higher prices. That's why in 11 days the price goes up. Still be well worth it, but I wouldn't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Give eFoods Direct, the J. Michael Stevens Group, a call now, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I've been so busy taking your calls and covering the news, I haven't even plugged my videos today, and I'm not really going to do it. I'm just going to say I'm a filmmaker. I made 18 films. Endgame proves how they're killing us, how they gave us AIDS and raped us. It shows just who these devils are. You need to have Endgame. We just started bulk pricing on Loose Change Final Cut for bookstores and folks that want to get it out to their friends and family. Huge discounts on Loose Change Final Cut at InfoWars.com or see all of my films at PrisonPlanet.tv. And there's only today, I guess, left. I might extend it a day or so because I forgot to plug this. You can get 5-plus months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have new super high-powered servers, super high quality. Just go look at the clips, the samples, the quality. You're going to be seeing the films. Burn them to disk, give them to people, PrisonPlanet.tv. This is breaking news with Bill Clinton. This is on ABC News. And I'm just going to play this now, then go to your calls, then jam in the financial news. Let's go ahead and play this. This is Bill Clinton at an event for Hitlery. And Hitlery and Bill are there, and somebody's yelling 9/11 is an inside job, and Clinton really gets mad. The how dare you, I did not have sex with that woman. Here's the criminal.
What are you screaming about? Let him talk. Are you one of those that was an inside job, guys? Well, let me tell you something. The great thing... First, Hillary agrees we should end the war, but we've heard from you now. Now you hear from me. I'll let you be rude and interrupt me, scream at the top of your lungs. 9/11 was not an inside job. It was an Osama bin Laden job with 19 people from Saudi Arabia. They murdered 3,000 Americans and other farmers, including over 200 other Muslims. And we look like idiots, folks, denying that the people who murdered our fellow citizens did it when they are continuing to murder people all around the world. So we heard from you. You go away.
Hey, Bill Clinton, how about you, you CIA criminal? How about you go away? The former Italian president, one of the most highly respected Italian presidents, 7 years in office, that's a record. The former head of their intelligence agency has gone public saying 9/11 was carried out by our government. the head of the German parliament, Andres von Bülow, former head of their intelligence. Andres von Bülow, the former head of the German technology office. That's the highest level office in Germany. Their economy is everything. Their technology is everything. Andres von Bülow and the other head of the lower parliament, also former intelligence, went public in 2001, a month after, and said it was carried out to launch wars and set up a police state. Robert Baer, the guy Syriana is about, one of the most highly decorated, most famous ground officers ever, says all the evidence points towards inside job. Bill Christensen, CIA section chief, Europe, says all the evidence says inside job. Bill Doyle, who lost his son Joey Doyle on 9/11, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims group with over 7,000 members, says most of their members think it's an inside job, and he does too. In major polls, Angus and Reid, 84% of the American people believe they were lied to about 9/11. 68% in a Zogby poll believe the government was involved. Just like 90% know the government killed Kennedy. So you go ahead. Everybody knows you're a lying crook. You go ahead and have the Republicans and Democrats tell us what an inside job. How dare you? All right, I'm going to blitz through your calls now. I want to go fast. Omar in Detroit, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Omar Sufadeen, general of the Black Panther Militia. For 20 years, I've been listening to the shortwave now on the computer about the so-called Illuminati and people in our own government that's been outright killing us with bioviruses and everything else. They done gave black people or African people or whatever you want to call us all over the world a death sentence with the AIDS. Now, the Jews in their Talmud said Hedron 72a and Barachus 58a and 62b say, he who comes to kill you, arise and kill him. In Leviticus 19:16, it says, thou shalt not stand idly by the blood of your brother. How long are we going to stand idly by and let them just continue to murder people all over the world and then say, don't do nothing to them? They need to be brought to justice. Henry Kissinger, Alexander Haig, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all those people that's behind Barack Obama, Anthony Lake, for the Rwandan massacre, all these people need to be brought to justice and executed on public TV. And that's how I feel about it. And for all you people out there looking for Ron Paul to be your God, God is in you. Manifest into a self-leader. Don't put your faith in any leader. Thank you, Alex, for letting me have my say.
You bet. Take care. Look, you're saying rise up and kill, or you're quoting those, but, I mean, what do you do? The average moron cops like the moron public. They don't know this stuff. They're starting to wake up. I used to be dumb. I'm sure, Umar, you at one time didn't know what was going on. I mean, should people, the UN, it's now come out, even mainstream news, ran the Rwandan massacre. And they do have a special love of killing black people. But they kill everybody, by the way. And so all I can say here is that I'm trying to wake people up to who the enemy is. So, and not only so I don't get arrested, but also because I know that's the course. We're finally waking people up. I mean, do I think people that have carried out mass murder deserve to be tried for murder and then sentenced and the sentence be carried out? Absolutely. That's legal and lawful. As long as it's couched in those terms, fine. It's just a lot of FBI agents out there listening think they're part of the system. Hey, Mac. They are putting fluoride in your water, buddy. They are eating holes in your brain. They're not your friends. Can't you get that through your head? But there are a lot of evil people who like serving this system. All right, I got to move really fast now here. Mick in PA, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mick.
I've got enough thoughts and observations that I'd have to spend a week in the booth with you, but I don't know where to start. But one thing I think a way to smooth out what these people are trying to say is an organization to have any degree of success at all, you need organization and leadership. You've got the leadership position whether you want it or not. And I want to know if it would be possible if you could be the rallying point and maybe set up direction to some websites and start compartmentalizing the patriots. the ones who, you know, a rallying point somewhere, you know, when you run this stuff by people and they say, well, what do I do? You could say, well, are you especially interested in the vaccine aspect of it or the loss of our liberties aspect of it? You could say, go to this website and it'll shoot you to another one or direct you to another one, because there may be hundreds, you know, you may find there's 10 million of like-thinking people in America, but there's nowhere for them to rally.
Sir, there's, and I appreciate your call. It's a great point. There's more than 10 million of us. There's 50 million of us that know what's going on. 100 million got questions. Again, I do not have a leadership position. I mean, I have the biggest radio show out there in the Patriot Movement. I've got the most popular films. This is a big world, a complex task. And I tell people the issues to get involved in that I think are most important. I mean, Ron Paul said on this show, the majority of the support he got in the first 6-8 months of his campaign was from this show. We're still one of the largest pieces of his support. But I said that's only one venue, one educational strategy. There's many other venues. Spam my website, spam my videos, as they call it. It's not really spamming, it's your free speech. On the YouTube, the Google, don't use my name when you post videos because they're trying to block them out, not letting them on the main page. Nothing's stopping you from taking Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's free on Google Video in the top 100, and giving it to your entire email list, your neighbors, telling people, and that's education. They still aren't awake. That's the biggest thing we can do. If the cops and the police and the military and the government know that they're working for criminals, this thing will fall apart like with Ceausescu in Romania. I mean, look, here's one example. They were going to make the police, firemen, medical workers, nurses, 14 million people total in 2002, take the smallpox shot. They tried to claim it was the law. It wasn't the law. The cops found out it wasn't the law. They refused, and they got 4,000 of 14 million to take, according to the LA Times, and it fell apart. Now, they had them next in a program for forced inoculation of the public. Roundup plans, it was all in the news. That fell apart because the police said and the firemen said, I have police chiefs and fire chiefs on going, we're not doing this. There's no law. It's a lie. People are dying taking that shot. Fluoride, they're starting to pull it out of cities and towns all over. It's in major magazines and newspapers now. All those millions of people that laughed at us and called us kooks are now learning we told the truth. You wake them up on one thing. Hey, they put something in there to eat holes in your brain on purpose. Here's the documents. It's over. We have a fluoride section. We have a vaccine section. We have a police state section on PrisonPlanet.com. It's there. Let me give you a little hint. You start spending 4 or 5 hours a day calling people, writing emails, going on sites, researching, you'll figure out solutions in your own area. It's simple. Are there going to be evil people in the system that don't care? Yes. Is this going to get violent? Probably. Probably. And I'm doing everything I can to, A, avert it going violent and just have the New World Order back off and slow down. I don't think they are. But our numbers will be that much larger when the fight starts. But, folks, the New World Order can set off nukes. They can release bioweapons when we start fighting back against them. They can push one button and have 5,000 Iraqis they brought in that work for the government start terror attacks or blame it on them. They can push one button and have the radical black groups start burning and blowing stuff up. They'll think they're doing good. They can push one button and have the Mexican groups start doing it. They can give one order, and they can do whatever they want and get us all fighting with each other. We have to educate people about that and who has the capability and who's planned that and who's done that and who has motive. Now inside job is in the nomenclature. Now false flag attack is in the vocabulary. It's in the vernacular. We're having a big effect. Look, we can win this thing if you go crazy and start educating people now. Brian in Iowa, you're on the air. Indiana, go ahead.
I started listening to you last summer, and, I had a lot of pieces of the puzzle, and you just put them all together for me. I was just looking at all the pieces, and, well, all the puzzle fits together now. But Here's my main point. I'm in like the security industry, and I've seen a lot of like law enforcement people and a lot of government people, a lot of military people buying into all this torture is good and, you know, just taser people and all the rest of this stuff. And I didn't understand what was going on because these people I knew for 2 or 3 years, these aren't like these people. It just seems to be taking over.
They have to forge a wicked battering ram to crush liberty, and they all fantasize about being Jack Bauer. There's no real terrorists. It's going to be us they're torturing.
Yeah, I can't see how people can watch that 24.
So what do you say to your friends that have turned into ghouls?
Well, I haven't said anything to them yet. I've had to walk away because I was terrified.
Well, we get back. I mean, tell me about it. So you're sitting around at the bar, and you're like, I'd like to rip somebody's teeth out. I'd like to waterboard somebody. I'd like to get rough. Yeah, we were sold evil, like an evil download. And I'm trying to get the country to vomit it up, but I need your help. We don't have to absorb this, and we have vomited. They forced a gallon of it down us, this black syrup, and we're vomited 80% of it up. It isn't enough.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue.
All right, real fast.
Red, white, and blue.
Brian, Indiana, you say you talk to these people in law enforcement. Well, what types of things are they saying?
Well, they're saying, like, well, what should we do if they're not going to cooperate, or are they going to just attack us, or how are we going to get the information if we don't torture them? And, you know, I just can't say it. It's like, well, use our intelligence. But
well, I remember in a bunch of law enforcement magazines, one day I was walking to a 7-Eleven and something told me to pick one up, and it was like, torture's good. The terrorist has anthrax bomb that's going to go off. You have their child. Do you torture their child in front of them? The answer is yes. And then there have been literally 50 plots I know of on different TV shows where they torture children in front of their parents. And then in real life, that's happening in Iraq. Again, once you get men ready to torture children, it's all over.
Well, this book that I'm reading now explains how all this stuff is happening. And it's a very important book. If you're in law enforcement, read it so you don't fall into this. Because
what's the book?
It's called The Lucifer Effect by Philip Zimbardo.
What's it talk about? Sounds interesting.
Well, it talks about the prison experiment where anonymity and just authority.
Well, they did those in different universities, and they found like 95% of people will torture someone to death in order to do so.
Yeah, that's part of it, but they go into a lot more in this book, how the system actually affects it. When the police put on their riot gear and all the propaganda, how about all these protesters are evil, that just gets into their head, and then they start doing more than what they were asked for. They're not bad people, but...
I agree. It's brainwashing. Well, it's the old... Remember the old Looney Tunes Saturday morning cartoons where they explain it and they put different hats on Elmer Fudd, and he acts different depending on the hat?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I appreciate your call, sir. Great call. You know what? I'm sorry to everybody else. I can't take your calls, Buck and everybody else. Call me back tomorrow. Go to the head of the line. So I wanted to hit some of this economic news. I covered some of it at the first of the show, and that's going to re-air here in about 5 minutes at the Infowars.com streams if you missed it. But dollar recovers as stocks fall. But it didn't recover. It didn't recover. It keeps plunging downward. But, it gained 0.1% back. Oh, a tenth of 1% it gained back. That's like saying you fell 5,000 feet, but you bounced. The dead count bounced. And then stocks fell. Gold is way up again today. But here's the key news. Starbucks axes sandwiches as part of a fix. They're also going to cut the price of their coffee. See, I told you, grocery stores, restaurants, it's all these kids eat free deals, and the restaurants are empty, and people aren't buying as much, and retailers aren't selling as much. And now they're going to cut back on they're not going to have ham and egg sandwiches, cheese, bacon. They're not going to have these sandwiches anymore. See, they're cutting back. I've got a pile of these. I've got another one here about Amazon.com's stock going down, losing money because they think sales are going to go down, and sales are starting to slow. See, I mean, it's actual retail now being hit. And this is just the beginning of what's happening to the economy. Mortgage bonds are vulnerable to bank selling. The banks are dumping all of this AAA-rated junk corporate paper. Here it is, Amazon shares whacked on margin worries. Man, we're out of time here, and I had a lot more to cover. Well, the show restarts here in just a moment, so basically we'll be right back after this break. If you're listening on the AM and FM dial, we'll see you back tonight or back tomorrow whenever the stations air us. We appreciate all of them. If not, 24 hours a day at the streams at Infowars.com. If you missed any of the first or second hour, just go to Infowars.com right now, and you can click on the main streams right there to hear it in super high quality 32-bit. And just get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen, and get in game and get it out to everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.